The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580. We're also available online at will.uiuc.edu. where you can listen to programs like Commodity Week each week and our opening Commodity Market Report, which is coming up next with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 418, down 3.25 on the open. July, 422.5, down 2. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 361.5, down 0.5 on the open. July, 372.5, down 1. September, 383, down 1.25. December, 397, down 0.5. March, 406.5, down 0.5 on the open. May corn opened at 228.75, down 0.5 on the open. July, 239, down 0.5. September, 248, down 0.25. December, 258.75, down 0.5. March, 266, down 0.25. May, 270, down 0.5 on the open. May oats opened at 177, down 1.25 on the open. July, 178, down 0.5. May soybeans opened at 585, up 3/4 on the open. July, 595.5, down 1/4. August, 599, down 1.5. September, 603, down 1/4. November, 610, down 3/4. January, 617, up 1.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 175.30, up 30 on the open. July, 178.40, up 20. May soybean oil opened at 23.57, up 2 on the open. July, 23.95, up 1. Over at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, March feeders opened at 104.10, up 22.5 on the open. April, 105.15, up 30. May, 105.70, up 15 on the open. April live cattle opened at 83.20, up 20 on the open. June, 78.70, down 5. April lean hogs open at 58.30, up 15 on the open. May, 65.50, down 25. June, 66.60, up 12.5. July, 66.20, up 5 on the open. In March, pork bellies opened at 84.85, down 55 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Dave.
I have a question from a listener who emailed me this morning. He says this: I was wondering about the possibility of the soybean market dropping 50 cents while the corn market stays sideways to possibly higher. And he goes on to say, has this type of divergence ever happened before? Of course, we don't know the time frame in his mind, but given what he has said, what can you share with us?
Well, I can't remember that dramatic of a move. That's probably not that dramatic, but as a rule, they will go together. Whether or not that spread would widen out 50 cents or not in a narrow window, I doubt it. You'd have to kind of look at a corn-soybean spread chart probably and try to figure out when something like that's occurred. We've had those situations probably occur, but boy, I don't have a memory like I used to have. But I can tell you, though those thoughts are conventional wisdom, and conventional wisdom has a way of being wrong a lot. I can tell you that just about everybody's waiting or looking or positioned for the bean market to go into the tank. They have been that way for some time. And I even think there's a group out there waiting for the corn market now to go into a tailspin, regardless of all the chatter about expanding demand base and less planted acres and all this kind of stuff. We got a long time down the road to ration supplies if we have to ration them at some point in time. So I would say, if anything, the general consensus among the trade is to just kind of sit back here and kind of watch this thing fall down. Now, you know, it may not do that. I think we're at a critical juncture here where smart money can disagree, and I'm not too sure which way to which smart money to kind of bet on at this point. I can read the market kind of both ways. I think we're just at a critical checkpoint here, based upon some time counts and some chart analysis that we'll have to kind of wait and see on here. But ever since we started getting some rain into the Corn Belt, as well as improved chances of rain into the southern plains of the wheat, this market has had the air taken out of it. The wheat market has been the backbone of the rally all winter. And if the weather pattern is indeed shifting to improve wheat prospects, it's going to be very difficult to keep corn and soybeans, you know, in a sideways or sideways to higher mode.
Then let's go ahead and focus on that linchpin and, I guess, look at the May wheat contract. We've gapped down twice this week. Is that significant technical damage at that point or no?
It tells you that if you're long, you probably have a margin call, Dave. And if you've got a margin call, it kind of tells you that there's maybe a trend shift has taken place, and you need to resize your position up, I guess.
I look at that May chart, and I see that gap down there around 345 and three quarters, and I wonder if that might be a target area.
Well, everything's a target to the bear on the downside when the market turns down, and everything's a target to the bull when things turn up. And that's kind of about where we're at. I would suspect that we're probably going to see some additional long liquidation. A lot of it will probably depend upon how this rain pattern does play out in the southern plains, the weather guys keep talking about it all the time. So we just have to kind of see on that day.
Want to be a little bit of a contrarian in that soybean market. As you say, everybody loaded up for the market to fall like a stone. And yet, when you look at, like, the November chart, at that 608 level, that's held for, 8, 10 different sessions. It's been tested and bounced off of it. And I'm wondering, what does that say to you and say to the market?
Yeah, but if you're long, you're behind. We're behind for the week, and now it just basically telling you that it kind of needs to see more evidence, I guess, before it wants to kind of move in one direction. But that's so far. But the trend is, I would call it sideways. But we are down for the week. If you don't begin to recover some here today, you'll probably see some long liquidation activity maybe take hold here on Friday before the week's out.
And in the corn market, do you look for the trend to be lower in the short term as well then?
Well, the corn market is no better than sideways. Last week's decline, when we started busting some trend lines, those steeper winter uptrend lines, that, signaled a shift, a trend, at least on the short term, to sideways, to something maybe sideways to down. The longer-term underlying trend is still higher, but by the time prices go down to that trend line, you've missed the move. So it gets real tricky in here. As I said, I think smart money can disagree right in here, and I don't think either one really knows for sure which way this thing is going to move. It's real tricky in here.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City for 17 and a half, down 3 3/4. May wheat at the Board of Trade, 361, down 1. July, 372 and a half, down 1. May corn, 228 and a half, down 3/4. July, 238 and 3/4, down 3/4. September, 247 and a quarter, down 1. December, 258, down 1 and a quarter. May beans, 583, down 1 and a quarter. July, 595, down 3/4. August, 599 and a half, down 1. November, 609 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.